Thank you. Yodely, I send you the next batch of the manuscript. There will only be one more lot. I hope you will like it. Monica has a motor car every day to drive her out, so we go to Bognor. It was strange at Bognor. I saw a soldier on the pier with only one leg. He was young and handsome and strangely self-conscious and slightly ostentatious but confused. Anything. He is still in the shock. And he is strangely roused by the women who seem to have a craving for him. They look at him with eyes of longing and they want to talk to him. So he is roused. Like a roused male, yet there is more wistfulness and wonder than passion or desire. I could see him under chloroform having the leg amputated. It was still in his face, but he was brown and strong and handsome. Anything might come out of that wild, silent, opalescent sea. And the great icy shocks of foam were strange. I felt as if legions were marching in the midst. I cannot tell you why, but I am afraid. I am afraid of the ghosts of the dead. They seem to come marching home in legions over the white, silent sea, breaking in on us with a roar and a white iciness. Perhaps this is why I feel so afraid, I don't know, but the land beyond looked warm with the warm blue sky, very homely, and over the sea. Legions of white ghosts tramping. was on the pier. Does the ocean's roar? We put the urn aboard ship with this inscription. ghost of little Timos, who was unmarried, was led into Persephone's dark bedroom. And she being far from home, girls her age took new aged blades to cut in mourning for her these curls of their soft hair. Sets up a high-pitched singing in his wings.
Thank you.
girls ripe to marry. The flower heads into necklaces. We heard them chanting, young Adonis is dying. Breasts with your fists, girls.